Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Friday, 7th October 2022, and joining Lee to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is Simon Mays, Director of MUFG's Global Customer Marketing Group for EMEA in London. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only.
Welcome to this week's podcast, and thanks, Lee, for taking the time to give us some thoughts today. I wanted to start, obviously, with the US data. We had the non-farm payrolls today came in slightly better than expected. But earlier in the week, the JOLTS data disappointed, and there was an interesting market reaction to that. So I wondered what your thoughts were on what kind of clues that gives us to the US dollar's moves going forward.
Yeah, hi, Simon. Good to speak to you today. Like you say, I think the market's focus this week has shifted back again to speculating over the possibility of a dovish shift in Fed policy. And like I say, at the start of this week, that was encouraged by the JOLTS report from the US, which showed a very sharp fall in the number of job openings, down by over a million in August, which was one of the largest monthly drops on record. And that's certainly for the Fed, I think, an encouraging development, because ultimately what they're trying to do by tightening policy is to try and better align demand in the economy with supply. And in particular, obviously, they want to get demand down in the labor market. And that would help to reduce the risk of kind of wage price spiral developing over in the US. So certainly a good sign there that demand for labor is softening now. But as we saw today in the payrolls report, yes, employment growth is moderating. If you look at average employment growth so far this year, it's been around 400,000 a month, which is historically still very, very robust, very strong. But in recent months, it does appear to be softening. Certainly in today's report, certainly a weaker than average figure, but obviously coming from a very strong starting point. So for the Fed, yes, it looks like labor demand is softening as they would like, but probably they would like to see it weaken even more, really, to really significantly alter their kind of concerns over upside wage pressure and inflation pressures going forward. So big picture, at this stage, we don't think it significantly changes their plans for policy in the very short term. So we broadly agree with market expectations right now that Fed still looks like it's likely to raise rates again by 75 basis points at the next meeting, and then potentially 50 basis points at the last meeting of this year. So the Fed sticking to that faster pace of rate hikes, we think, through the rest of this year, to us still leaves us having a bullish outlook for the dollar heading into year end. So I know this week we did see quite a decent sell-off for the dollar as it corrected down. So we saw dollar index dropping from around 115 down towards 110. Obviously, since then, it has bounced back, and we do think we can probably get back up to those kind of year-to-date highs in the dollar. Really, the only one kind of big potential banana skin for the dollar in the week ahead would be the CPI report from the US, which is released next week. I think we need to see a big downside surprise, though, on core inflation for the dollar to see a deeper correction lower for the dollar at this point.
Okay, so yeah, still expecting more dollar strength then. So that leads me nicely onto the pound and cable. We did see record lows, obviously, after the mini budget, but it's bounced back quite well to around 115. But this week, again, starting to edge lower again, 112, 111 area. So what do you see the pound doing going forward?
Yeah, our outlook for the pound still is we still have a bearish outlook. Obviously, you have to acknowledge that it has bounced back more strongly than we had initially expected. And certainly price action earlier this week did surprise us when we saw cable get up to close to the 115 level. Like I was saying before, part of that was driven by the correction low for the dollar more broadly as well, rather than anything pound specific. But yeah, certainly short term, pound has had a bit of a shot in the arm after we saw the policy response from from the UK, obviously with the Bank of England last week, coming back into the gilt market to try and restore stability in the gilt market and reduce the kind of tail risk of financial kind of stability crisis in the UK, which is obviously a relief for market participants in the short term. And then obviously as well, at the start of the week, we had the government as well announcing plans as well to scrap the decision to remove the top rate of income tax. So obviously a small kind of step in the right direction, that policy U-turn, obviously in terms of tax revenues, that only saves them about $2 billion a year. So not a big picture. It's not going to change a lot in the big picture. And you think about the overall size of the fiscal costs that the government has been accumulating recently, there's still just a drop in the ocean, really, in terms of savings, in terms of that policy U-turn. But like you say, short term, it has helped the pound to bounce back. But I think what we're kind of emphasizing at this point in time is that really the kind of underlying fundamental problem, which is basically that investors, market participants have lost confidence in domestic policy settings in the UK. That fundamental problem is not fully resolved in our view. What we've seen so far are more kind of temporary fixes. And we do think ultimately the market will want more in terms of policy action from the UK going forward. And obviously the sooner they deliver that, the better. And we think at this point in time, the risk is it looks like we might have to wait. Yeah. And that increases the risk that in the interim period that the pound will go lower again. And obviously the key test to look out for in the coming weeks will obviously be when the Bank of England has indicated they're going to stop intervening in the gilt market on the 14th of October. So obviously if they don't extend that time period, if they do withdraw their support, if we see renewed instability in the gilt market, renewed concern over the fiscal finances in the UK, then the pound will come back under downward pressure. And we're not expecting the Bank of England to rush to the rescue in hike rates. They look like they still want to wait until their next policy meeting at the start of November. So overall, I don't think the kind of bearish fundamental story has really changed dramatically recently for the pound. It's just that we've had this kind of temporary support package, which has triggered this kind of relief rally.
So how low do you think cable can go then? And what do you think might be the trigger for a reversal in the future?
Yeah, if we look at our latest FX forecast in our monthly report, we are looking for cable to go back down and test the record lows, which is like a combination of our bearish outlook for the pound, but also on the other side of that trade idea is also the idea that we expect the dollar to also outperform heading into year end. And that's not just based on the view that we think the Fed will continue to raise rates more quickly going into year end. It's also based on the view that we think global financial conditions will continue to tighten, as most major central banks, in our view, still want to raise rates. And if they do that, we see further downward pressure on risk assets, with global equities still likely to hit fresh year-to-date lows heading into year-end. So that kind of more risk-off trading as well should provide more kind of safe haven demand for the dollar going into year-end. And obviously, if we look at pound performance, historically, it does tend to underperform as well when you're in kind of more risk-off trading conditions. And that's obviously a reflection of the fact that the UK economy does rely very heavily on the kindness of strangers to fund the UK current account deficit.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.